Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tojaya Mudirayet Nasta Preshu Abhadreshu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3 Text 9 and 10. So text 10 is on the board. I'll read text 9 and then we'll do text 10 responsively. Tam adbutkam balakam adbutjekshanam chaturbhujam shankagadad yudayatam Srivatsa lakshman galashobhikshotudbam pitambaram sandra payodashobhanagam. Maharha, Maharha, Vaidurya, Kirata, Kundala, Maharha, Vaidurya, Kirata, Kundala, Tvisha, Parishvakta, Sahasra Kuntalam Tvisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam Udama Kanchi Angada Kankanadhibhir Udama Kanchi Angada Kankandibhir Virochamanam Vasudeva Aikshata Virochamanam Vasudeva Aikshata Maharha Vaidurya Kirata Kundala Tisha Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam Udama Kanch Yangada Kankanadhibir Virochamanam Vasudeva Aikshata Tam, that, Adbhutam, wonderful, Balakam, child, Ambuja Ikshanam, with eyes resembling lotuses. Chaturbhujam, with four hands. Shankha Gadadi, bearing a conch shell, club, disc, and lotus in those four hands. Udayudham, different weapons. Srivatsa Lakshamam, decorated with a particular type of hair called Srivatsa, which is visible only on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Galashobhi Koshtubham, on his neck was the Koshtubha gem, which is particularly available in Vaikuntha Loka. Pita Ambaram, his garments were yellow. Sandrapayoda Sobhagam, very beautiful, being present with the hue of blackish clouds. Maha Arha Vaidurya Kirata Kundala, of his helmet and earrings, which were studded with very valuable Vaidurya gems. Tvisha, by the beauty. Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam, brilliantly illuminated by scattered, fully grown hair. Udhama Kanchi, Angada Kanchana Adhibi, with a brilliant belt on his waist, armbands on his arms, bracelets on his wrists, etc. Virochamanam, very beautifully decorated. Vasudevaha, Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Aikshata, saw. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, and on his neck the brilliant Koshtubha gem, dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem Vaidurya. The child decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles, and other ornaments, appeared very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada's purport. To support the word adbhutam, meaning wonderful, the decorations and opulences of the newborn child are fully described, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Barhavatang Samasitang Buddha Sundarangam. The hue of the Lord's beautiful form resembles the blackish color of dense clouds. Asita means blackish, and Ambudha means cloud. It is clear from the word Chaturbhujam, the Krishna first appeared with four hands as Lord Vishnu. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born with four hands. And when a child born with fully, and when is a child born with fully grown hair? The descent of the Lord, therefore, is completely distinct from the birth of an ordinary child. The Vaidurya gem, which sometimes appears bluish, sometimes yellow, and sometimes red, is available in Vaikuntha Loka. The Lord's helmet and earrings were decorated with this particular gem. Om Jnanatimurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So, only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're hearing a description of the Supreme Lord. How opulent, how beautiful, appearing in front of Vasudev, unfortunately atheistic persons who have no faith in God, they think, oh, these are all stories. But what business does Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, Sridhar Swami, all the great commentators and acharyas who describe in great detail not only the beauty of the Lord, but the creation, the spiritual kingdom, what goes on in the spiritual kingdom. Somebody must have a fantastically beautiful spiritual mind to actually convey such a clear message. Where have we ever heard of such a beautiful child? Right at birth, usually they have to slap them on their behind, they cry and get all the, you know, embryo fluids off of them and clean them up. Krishna is not like that. He wanted to show Vasudeva because of the fearful condition in the prison. Imagine you're being imprisoned and your brother-in-law is killing every one of the children born. And naturally the fear is there. Everyone is fearful in this material world. But once Krishna appeared, dazzling in his beauty, you know, the description is just so magnificent, just seeing such opulence, Vasudev's fear completely went away. He felt the Supreme Lord is present. Krishna has mystical powers because all of us are being conditioned by yoga maya. Just like the pig, he's also a part and parcel of God. But earth, water, fire, air, ether, put it together and you get a pig's body. And what's the pig love to do? Eat the stool. They wait in the fields until you're done doing your business and they go immediately looking for the nectar. So we're all in this material world embodied with earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. Even the scientists, the greatest scientists in their laboratories are trying to create life. And Prabhupada gives the example of the egg. Okay, simple, some white substance, some yellow substance, a shell. You must be able to create an egg. Put it in the incubator, nothing happens. Without that spirit soul, without the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundalita Vishaka Devi, without the Lord's presence, and without the Lord's spiritual manifestation, higher manifestation, there's no chance of any life. So we're hearing this story, not story, facts, but take it like story. Just imagine if an ordinary mundaner who's used to just working hard all day and night, for the bare necessities of life and struggling just to enjoy some so-called sense gratification, when he reads Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam, their intelligence is so clouded and their motivations in this world are so much geared at sense gratification that they cannot understand how the Lord could appear, how he can perform so many wonderful activities, transcendental activities. As we read Krishna book and we see the earth is suffering, Mother Earth is suffering, even now we're seeing all the suffering in Mother Earth. You know, man's best friend is the dog. No, nothing against the dog, but you have to walk, especially in the cities, they have to wait till the dog does their business and clean it up with their hands, with their own hand. They have to clean up the stool. They're not feeding the cow with their own hand. They're picking up the stool. And that's, you know, they decorate them, they have pedicures, they leave their fortunes after they die for their dogs to have nice samadhi or something. But instead, they're taking the cows and calves who are producing milk, cheese, butter, ghee, so many nutritious things for our brain substance, for our very livelihood, to the slaughterhouse to be slaughtered. So what kind of civilization are we living in? So Mother Earth is disgusted, you know? She's totally disgusted and totally doesn't want to, goes to the demigods, goes to Brahma, complains. So whenever there's some problem, and there's always a problem in the material world, paritranaya, you know, Krishna is appearing for the pleasure of his devotees, but also to annihilate the demonic miscreants. So they pray to the Lord. You know, just it's always fascinating if you think of a plenary portion of the Supreme Lord in the corner of the spiritual kingdom, Mahavishnu, he enters into the material Mahatattva, the atmosphere. He breathes, and as he exhales, unlimited universes are manifesting. It may seem, that's phenomenal. How is that possible? How can a person lie down in an ocean just by breathing? Unlimited universes are coming from the pores of his body. And he's so kind that he enters into every universe. And he again, from his own perspiration, when we were young, we played sports, this and that. You know, you perspire sometimes profusely, especially on a hot day. So Krishna, with his own mystic power, he's lying within the Garbha ocean, creating Lord Brahma through the lotus stem. Not only that, he instructs him to meditate, and he empowers him with this Vedic knowledge within the heart, so he can create and produce all the living entities in this material universe. Not that he's producing, but he's empowered by Krishna to manipulate earth, water, fire, air, ether, and according to our desires. You know, as you sow, so you shall reap. We all have certain desires. We're driven by the mind, the intelligence, and the body is moved, it goes in motion, producing all kinds of reactions. At the time of death, yang vapi smaram bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. Whatever state we remember, due to our activities and desires through our lives, we are placed in the appropriate womb. And material nature embodies us again with the appropriate body so we can continue in the way we want to enjoy in this world, separate from Krishna. So Krishna, he feels sorry for that. You know, he loves everybody, every part and parcel. So not only Mahavishnu, Karana Dakshay Vishnu is breathing the universes, but Garbha Dakshay Vishnu is producing Brahma, and then who? All the demigods, all the living entities, all the varieties, a species of life. 8,400,000 species of life. We have so many variety, is the spice in life, isn't it? You have nice varieties. Sometimes we get all excited, we hear about a feast happening in the morning time. We know there's going to be nice variety, very, you know, nicely prepared for the pleasure of the Lord, and we're honoring the remnants of the Lord. But the variety is there. Krishna's, if you look at the variety of fruits, how mystical Krishna is, the flowers, the different colors, the different arrangements. So Krishna's the most fantastic artist most opulent, intelligent, powerful, renowned. He has everything. Everything is there. So Krishna is feeling this, I need to help them. Kshirodakshay Vishnu. He expands again into the heart of every living being. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto matat smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna's in our heart. He sees what is the desire, what is Dharmatma's desire, what is Saurabh's desire, Krishnamurti's desire. We know breakfast, right? But anyway, he knows all our desires and he gives us the intelligence how to execute, how to move forward, how to actually fulfill our desires. But again, he's warning us, because Kshirodakshay Vishnu is the source of all incarnations. You hear Matsya, Kurma, Vamanadev, Lord Varaha, Parasuram, Krishna, Balaram, Kalki is just now coming. So many incarnations are there for the purpose of loving all the living entities, guiding them back on the path. Many times Krishna and Balaram would be out with the cows and calves. They're sitting together eating lunch at a very nice place. The breeze is blowing. The atmosphere is very soothing and pleasing. And Krishna has a relationship with each and every cowherd boy. They're all thinking that Krishna's just with me. Krishna has that potency. He has that power that he can mystify everybody. And he's like the world of a lotus. And everyone's sitting together, getting ready to take prasad. But now the cows are wandering off and the boys become a little bit anxious. Krishna says, you stay, take your prasad, I will arrange this. So Brahma, who's considered the most intelligent, topmost being, very, very powerful, he's also mystified. How is this little boy the Supreme Lord? So people, they hear about the incarnation of God, they read about it in scripture, but for some reason, in the mind, they want to dismiss the idea that these are all fanciful stories. So Brahma was thinking, how this little boy could be the supreme mystic power? So he took all the cows and calves with his mystic potency. Brahma also has powers and mystical potency. And Krishna couldn't. Then all of a sudden, all the cowherd boys are gone. And Krishna was, of course he knows everything, but he likes to also play, participate in the leader. So what does Krishna do? He gets an anxiety. Oh, what are all the gopis and gopas are going to think if I come back with no cows, calves, and cowherd boys? So he reproduces everyone with the proper facial features, caricatures, habits, all the cows, the different colors, total replicas immediately, instantly, without any effort. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Krishna has that kind of potency. He doesn't have to do anything. He understands what needs to be done, and by his mystic potency, everything is manifest. So, for 1 year, they didn't speak about, was that Bakasura? The killing of Bakasura, I believe? Because after they killed Agasura, thank you. And we have our farm in right near where Agasura Leela took place, actually, our Ajit farm is there, and we have our Prabhupada Echo Village there. So after killing Agasura, Brahma took everyone, so no one talked about it. So all the cowherd boys would go back to Vrindavan or back to their homes. And for some reason, the mothers were so much feeling extra love. Although Krishna, actually, he's expanded himself as all of us. All of us are tiny little Krishnas. But somehow, the original Krishna, there's some mystic potency there, some extra power. Even the cows were feeling so much more affection for their calves. And Balaram was mystified by this. He went, why is this happening, Krishna? So Krishna explained, no, these things happen. So when Brahma came back after a moment, which is a year in our time, I'm trying to figure that out, was his moment, I mean, if he's only gone for a moment and came back, and we have a whole year, then I don't understand the time difference, but that's explained like that. So he was mystified. How is Krishna still sitting there with all the cowherd boys and calves? And Krishna just showed him. They all became Narayan. And they all had the four-armed form. Doesn't hurt to read again. They all had lotus-like eyes, four hands with weapons like Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. On their chest was marked of Sri Vatsa, brilliant Kaustubha gem, dressed in yellow, blackish like a dense cloud, scattered hair fully grown. So they were glowing. They had all the earrings were sparkling. All the Vaidurya gem was there. And Lord Brahma was totally mystified how the Lord can do such a, you know, he was questioning whether the little child is God, but now he sees the mystical potency of the Supreme Lord. So there's some beautiful prayers the Lord Brahma is chanting for the Supreme Lord. In this way, if we take this Vedic wisdom from Srila Prabhupada, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanastatva darshana. We had nice Vyasa Puja yesterday for Radhanath Maharaj. So this Guru Parampara, this knowledge is coming from Krishna, who's the original Guru. Bhavaram is the original Guru, Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda, Chaitanya are here. Krishna Balaram is here. Radhashyama Sundar Lita Vishaka Devi is here. I don't know if anyone has noticed, but we have new cameras and they're being fine-tuned. I don't know if you looked on the internet or not, but it's going to get much brighter and sharper. You can actually see the beauty a little closer. Because many people all over the world are taking shelter of Krishna Balaram. It's their life. Due to pandemic, many temples are actually closed. And so devotees, our lifeline is hearing from Srila Prabhupada, seeing the beauty of the Supreme Lord. And Vasudeva became ecstatic. His hair was standing on end. He was feeling so much happiness. The Lord appeared right before him. So every day the Lord is appearing before us. And Srila Prabhupada very scientifically made a program for us. Come and see the Mangal Arti. This Brahma Muhurta is a very auspicious time for those who are interested in cultivating spiritual life. It says that the materialists during the time of Brahma Muhurta are sleeping. But those who are awake during that time are the self-realized yogis. Those people who want to get out of the material world. They want to believe that Krishna is the saving all of us. He's the real Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he manifests repeatedly. But how fortunate we are that Krishna appeared just 5,000 years ago. Then again, 500 years ago is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangasra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtam Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Says those who are intelligent, none of us are intelligent in Kali Yuga, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Agyata Sukriti, we've been given some intelligence. We don't know, just like the Kaliya pastime, Kaliya, like a serpent, many sinful activities, and Krishna's dancing on his head, so all this poison is coming out. But it's said that he must have performed many pious activities and performed very good deeds to have the benefit of having the Lord dancing on his head. So we have mixed moods. Some days we could be very, you know, feeling in a saintly atmosphere, and then sometimes we could see our envy, jealousy, hatred, and vindictive mood coming out, you know. Everybody has these unfortunate modes of material nature which force us, prakriti, this material nature is forcing us to act sinfully. So we all have an opportunity to take up this process by Srila Prabhupada's grace. We have this opportunity, but we have to have the desire. Utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma pavartanat. Materialists are very enthusiastic to go out clubbing and partying, looking for the opposite sex. You know, every because Krishna is unique. Every species has two, male, female, and they all have the same idea that we have to propagate, reproduce, and this is the goal of life. So when we get off the animal platform or the mundane platform of repeated birth and death, then we inquire, who am I? Why am I in this world, and what is the purpose and goal of my life? And Krishna is telling us, this Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, this is the sign of intelligence when we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, who have come performing the Sankirtan Yajna of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a very mystical process, and it takes enthusiasm, tolerance, patience. One may think, well, it's too simple, you know, just three words and the combination of words, just repeating that again and again, you become brainwashed. Yes, the brain needs to be washed because it's full of dirty ideas. The heart, Cheto Darpana Marjanang Bhava Mahadevagdi Nirvapana, we need to clean the heart. And unless we follow the recommended process, not only recommended process, I'm sure the Vedas are very expansive, very great. There's many mantras, rituals, ceremonies, many things to be done. But all of that has been compacted, just like we heard the analogy. The ocean is vast, but for the devotee it becomes compact, like the size of a hoof print of a calf. Very tiny, you can very easily step over it. We don't have to worry about it. It becomes very insignificant by the mercy of the pure devotees, only by the mercy of Krishna. So it's not that we can jump up and force Krishna, I will see you, I will become a pure devotee. That we actually have to cultivate the proper mood, and by serving the Vaishnavas, by gaining that mood of tolerance, mercy, you know, truthfulness. So many qualities are explained in the scripture that they're already existing within every living being. And as the covering goes off by chanting the Maha Mantra with enthusiasm, avoiding offenses, then we can actually start seeing more clearly material life is useless. There's no happiness in material life. Ultimately useless. Flush it down the... gone. And my only hope is to take up whatever little energy and life I have left, take up this chanting of the holy name. Take up hearing from the lips of a pure devotee, then the door for liberation is open. But if we're hearing from the mundaners, if we're listening to our mind, and if we're not associating with Vaishnavas, then we're going to be degraded. The door to hellish life is open. And hell is described in the fifth canto, in case you forgot. There's a lot of details and a lot of graphic descriptions. And these are not just some fictitious... Every religion has descriptions of hell, burning, suffering, struggle, anxiety. And this material world is a reflection of the hell, depending on one's situation. We're sitting here nicely. We have some prasadam coming. Everything's taken care of by the mercy of the Lord, by mercy of Prabhupada. But people are suffering, struggling in hospital beds, living on the street with no purpose, no goal, no direction, being totally misled by the so-called leaders, the politicians, the scientists, the educators. They're not giving the proper guidance to human society. But the real leader, the real educators, are the pure devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, he's our savior. He has come to deliver the message of the Goswamis, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Lord Krishna, that same beautiful Lord, the same powerful Lord. He is manifesting in the words of Srila Prabhupada in every page, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, that one who's cultivating this devotional service by the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, he's gifted with eyes to see the transcendental beauty of the Lord. The Lord personally manifested himself in front of Dhru Maharaj. He personally manifested himself in front of so many of his loving devotees. So that can and will happen for all of us. And time is short, life is short. We should not waste a moment. They say, even if you're prepared to pay millions of gold coins to get one moment of life back, it's finished. It's gone. Even very, very wealthy people who are suffering some disease, they're willing to pay the doctor anything. Whatever you want, I'll give you all my wealth. Just give me another chance for life. They cannot guarantee that. If it's your time to go, we have to leave this body. And what happens to the body? Decomposes back to earth, water, fire, air. But that mind and intelligence is carried by the subtle body along with all our desires and all the reactions of the activities that we perform. If we perform good activities of serving the devotees, serving the Lord, and chanting the holy name, hearing, really wanting to hear Krishna's message through the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna will make all arrangements. He'll open all the doors, unlock the chains, like for Vasudev. Krishna put everyone else to sleep, opened the doors and the chains, and he allowed Vasudev to go freely. So Krishna will unlock the chain of our encagement by this devotional service. Bhakti mama bijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. Only by bhakti, by devotion, but not just the word bhakti, but the action of bhakti, the behavior of bhakti. We're all working on it. As we heard, we're all in the shower getting all the dirt off. Hopefully the water doesn't run out and we keep cleansing, because the cleansing, it invigorates one. Our enthusiasm will increase. Our determination will increase. It took so much faith, determination, and enthusiasm for Srila Prabhupada to overcome so many obstacles. The Pandavas had to overcome obstacles. Srila Prabhupada had to overcome so many obstacles. So we have many obstacles in our lives. Yeah. The body's giving us trouble. Other people are giving us trouble. The disease is giving us trouble. Weather. Many things are there. Ariatmika, Aribodhika, Aridaivika. So many troubles are there. That's the material world. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punaravartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest. Not that people want to go to heaven and enjoy heavenly delights and beautiful relations and longer life and Nandanandana gardens, swimming and enjoying. We'll hear very soon about the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Alu Kuvera. We sang the Dhammadarastika prayers that they thought they could be enjoying because they have so much wealth, so much power and beauty. Let me enjoy. But Narada Muni is very kind. We may not think so. He cursed them to become trees, but in the yard of Nanda Maharaj, they have a chance to be liberated by the Lord himself. So all these are very mystifying. The Lord's pastimes, the activities of the pure devotees, and this process, it may seem something adbhuta, wonderful, very, mystical, something beyond our ability to think. This is not reality, but this is the real reality. The reality will become manifest to us as we continue, even though it may take some time. Someone asked a question the other day, that why do we see sometimes people following 30, 40, 50 years, they're having trouble. Everyone has to fly their own aeroplane. It's not always, we have, of course, to appreciate that, on a battlefield, sometimes, lieutenants, captains, even generals become victimized. Like Sobari Muni, when Garuda was having he's a bird, he was getting fish, and he took one of the leaders of the fish, Sasovri Muni cursed him. But actually that was an offense because Garuda is like non-different than Vishnu. And Sasovri Muni had to fall down due to the offense. So we have to be very, very careful in this world that somehow or other, intentionally, unintentionally, we should become very, very conscious of our surroundings and our practice of devotional service. So that Srila Prabhupada gave us a very, very a beautiful plan how to Mangal Arati, Tulsi Puja, chant with all the devotees, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam class, take prasadam together, and work hard for Krishna all day long. So, the birth of Lord Krishna ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, a few minutes, if anyone has any questions, comments, Krishnamurti. Krishnamurti was our head cook in Miami back in the early 80s. He was a very good cook. That's why he appreciates prasad very much. They were adult size. When they actually manifested from the cowherd boys and the calves, they're fully, just like here, fully grown, with four arms, full Vishnu forms, yes.
And then my comment, I searched about, let's say, the other day, in the lectures.
Speak louder.
Srila Prabhupada said, I heard him say this on a lecture, if you're not happy in Krishna consciousness, you're doing something.
He heard that. Yes, Krishna conscious practice and Krishna consciousness brings happiness. Sometimes there's some residue of the unhappiness that I'm not following as strictly as I should. Why am I such a nonsense? You know, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Sometimes there's some unhappiness there. But ultimately, the end result of our practice of bhakti is full joyfulness, everlasting and joyfully performed. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Surprising, you have a question.
My question is a comment.
Oh, comment.
Just like we see in the life of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada, everybody had a lot of difficulties. But we are so fortunate and mercy of Prabhupada and Lord that we don't have that much problems which they have. So I always think that we are more merciful, Lord is more merciful that we don't have any much difficulties.
There were many difficulties, you're right, in the beginning. But the difficulties are still there because Maya has not gone away. And they're a little bit hidden in complex ways. Before, devotees didn't have to worry about what's on the internet or, hiding in the corner and avoiding the temple commander, this or that. Everyone was very eager to go out and chant the holy name and distribute books. And there were challenges, many challenges. There's no money. And all the devotees that come to India, they all have bad stomachs and get sick. But there was great enthusiasm, as we heard yesterday, when we heard Prabhupada chanting and the spreading of Krishna consciousness, there was a certain, excitement, a certain excitement that motivated us and drove us to work hard. You said there's many troubles back then, but now there's not so many troubles. Yeah, go to the ashram, you'll find plenty of troubles there. everyone has troubles and difficulties. But we have to somehow, despite the difficulties, arrange our life in such a way that we can keep moving forward. Difficulties will continue. One more question or no?
At the end of life, difficulties with the body, but we see he was his mind, his intelligence was crystal clear. He was doing his service to the end. But sometimes we do see devotees chanting austere brahmacharya sannyasis 50 years, but their mind, after chanting, cleansing the mind for 50 years, sometimes very big problems.
Some difficulties.
How do we understand that?
You know, we all have our reactions, and Krishna's making all kinds of arrangements to take care of everyone in their own way. Whether one is having difficulties, like you said, like we know that our dear friend Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, you know, he's worked so hard, this and that, but he's struggling a little bit with the mind, and sometimes we get depressed, and somehow we should feel that Krishna's making arrangements for all of us. Stay, you know, keep good association, keep firm on Prabhupada's teachings, and whatever difficulties we have, devotee care, because our devotee care department is going to grow more and more and more, because as we get older, sometimes the body starts failing, but sometimes the mind, you know, also gives difficulty. But Krishna appreciates even a little bit of service. He never forgets. So although externally it may appear that, oh, you know, so much service he did, but look how he's struggling. That struggle is his last little purification before he leaves, or Krishna will make the proper arrangements. We have to have faith. Krishna's in the heart. He appreciates everything that we do. He even appreciated Kaliya's previous activities. And although Kaliya was trying to kill him, he was dancing and having a great old time. And then because of the footprints on his head, Garuda's not going to bother him anymore. And Krishna gave him mercy. So all of us have that. May we perform some nice activities. We've been gifted the opportunity to come to Vrindavan and try to experience the spiritual kingdom. But also, some reactions may be coming still. The fan, you know, you unplug the fan, but it's still spinning a little bit, so some reactions are still coming. But keep the faith and stay close to Prabhupada's lotus feet and the Vaishnavas, and just try to really appreciate that Lord Chaitanya came and he showed by example humility and chanting the holy name. Everything will be cleared up. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.